Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we are joined by the founder of Alicorn Investment Management, Bill Dendy. Bill, good morning.
Hey, Joe, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
Hey, great to have you on. And, you know, tariffs are all over the news and social media. Bill, what are the realities when looking at these tariffs that we could see the effects of here at home?
Oh, my gosh, the effects. You know, 90% of our avocados come from Mexico. This is going to be an avocado guacamole tariff right in time for the Super Bowl. I mean, I say that kind of tongue in cheek, but we get a lot of things from our biggest trading partners. Mexico, it's the fruits, it's the vegetables, it's the beef, it's Canada, it's lumber, it's grains, it's pork and beef. So at the grocery store where we've been hit so hard by inflation over the past several years, we're probably going to be around for another hit of inflation because store managers, they don't have big margins. They operate on very skinny margins. So if they have a 25% higher cost on all these goods, I think it's going to be we, the consumers, that will bear the brunt of it.
And now, how does a tariff work? Is that a price that the importer is paying to get their product into the country?
That's correct. That's a payment directly to the U.S. government. So this is a good thing for the U.S. government to be able to collect those tariffs on the front end. But the sellers then pass that on as a cost to the buyer here in the U.S., and the U.S. buyer then passes it on to the consumer. And so it's interesting that we'll be able to start collecting tariffs on Canadian goods on Tuesday, Mexico and China probably sometime later in the week. And we're going to already start seeing the retaliatory verbiage, if not actions, from both these countries who said they're going to respond with their own tariffs, which creates kind of a tariff or a trade war, a type of war that is not great because it's the U.S. consumer that feels it. It is inflationary in nature, and we just spent a lot of time trying to get rid of inflation, but it sure gets a lot of people's attention, and it sure shows that Trump is willing to do exactly what he said he's going to do and maybe back off later, but the only thing it looks like he backed off on is some of the oil products from Canada won't be hit with a full 25%. They'll be hit with 10% because, that would shake the price of heating oil and gasoline in the U.S. So there was a little bit of relief there, but across the board, it seems like the tariffs are enacted just as promised.
You know, Bill, something that we've learned with inflation is it hits us a lot quicker than the relief hits us. So these tariffs on Tuesday, they are implemented. How quickly will we see the price of things in the grocery store go up?
It will take the next flow of shipments, I think, for managers to be able to cope with this and to realize who's going to end up paying the cost on the tariff. So we're probably looking at within 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be feeling it everywhere. And it's a inflationary type of thing. And you're right. When inflation slows down, it's not like you feel relief from inflation because we don't get deflation. We just don't get the increases going up by as much. But we're just now starting to get used to these higher grocery prices. And now they're going to go up again and maybe in a big way.
Well, Bill, not the news people want to hear, but especially here in a border town, we've got listeners, you know, in southern Ontario who, as you said, they're going to feel it probably both ways.
Absolutely. And when the trade war takes place, we'll feel it both ways. Some of the positives, I guess, for U.S. consumers are that, you know, our dollar is probably going to continue to strengthen against these other currencies, makes it a bargain to travel in these other countries. I guess, in addition, even if the other countries levy against us the same way we're levying against them, we're impacted, but they're impacted like 8 to 10 times, according to the Cato Institute and some other studies. So we're hitting them harder than they're hitting us, but it's going to be painful on both sides. And I hope that you get back to normalcy, because I think most of our economists believe that free markets are really the way to be. But tariffs, That is retaliatory. Trump wants a lot of action taken to tighten borders, to stop fentanyl flow, and just to be in a better negotiating position for fairness going forward. I hope this is a short-lived little scuffle, but it can grow, and you'll probably see the impacts on Monday when you look at markets and how they react, because markets hate the uncertainty, and that's going to be a drag on market performance with the higher dollar, the lower purchases, the overall net impact is going to be kind of shocking to the market. So we can probably expect continued volatility in our personal portfolios.
All right, time to find those California avocados.
God bless you. Yes, sir.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.